I'm Joanne.
I'm Nia.
I'm Mika.
I'm Jet.
I'm Wendy.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Linda.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Edward.
I'm Eric.
I'm Winnie.
And this is Banana Hot Talk.
Live news, live information. This is BNN Newsline.
Recently, business of Samsung repairing centers in South Korea has been booming. According to one of the managers, they have to repair more than 20 mobile phones every day, while the number was only 5 last month. The problem of those mobile phones are unbelievably similar. All of them are broken due to their dropping in the ground. Nevertheless, owners of the phones are all young girls accompanied by their boyfriends. The reason of the phenomenon has been a mystery.
Descendants of the Sun, a Korean drama, has been the hottest topic for months. Girls are going crazy with the extremely handsome actor Song Joong-ki, who is the leading actor of the drama. Song is famous for his thousands of magical methods of flirting, which lead to screaming of female from all ages.
Oh my gosh, Song is my dream lover!
Oppa, Song!
Joong-ki, marry me!
Madhuante! Joong, I love you!
So it is. The mystery of the repairing center is revealed. Joong-ki just hit it on Song Hui-qiao and got her phone perfectly. That wins a girl's heart. And then, boyfriends start to imitate crazily. And guess what? They just break their girl's phones and die poorly.
Besides, Kaesong is super handsome with some talents like showing fancy muscle and also has perfect talent for a performance. All of those things make him charming enough to get a girl anytime, anywhere. And you know what? All on the internet, we can find so many pictures about his fancy flirting skills.
You want to know how to hit on a girl? Click Weibo, you will know. And you know what? Everywhere, anytime, we can find so many things like competitions, pictures showing off their relationships, booms and boo, as single dogs get hurt, and of course, we'd love to read some news like this.
And you know what?
An ugly, short guy who tried to flirt a girl was kicked in his ball, and he was sent to the hospital and stayed there for a month. In conclusion,
think twice before you flirt.
That's all for today's Banana Newsline.
See you next time.
Bye.
Hello, my dear audience. This is BNN Mini Theater.
Hi, is anyone sitting here?
Oh, no.
Oh, can I sit here then? Okay, so I'm gonna sit here. Nice coffee bar, huh?
Sir, do you need any help? If not, can you please be quiet?
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, no, wait, I do need some help.
What?
Do you have a map?
No.
Because I'm lost in your ass. I mean, eyes. Oh, you said no.
What a jerk.
Oh!
What?
Please take this. A PM 2.5 resistance mask. You'll need it to live in Beijing.
Huh?
Hey, don't worry. You can fit in. Look here. It's written on here. Size extra large.
Size extra large for men and women with extremely big faces?
Ow! Why smacking it to my face?
Ugh.
Nice day, huh?
Oh god, please. First, it's 9 at night. Second, can you just stop acting like a stupid, foolish, fat-witted, buggy idiot? Talking like if half the word shit was stuck in your throat, and the other half in your brain. God, just fuck off!
Okay, that's it. You want me to stop acting? You want me to clear my throat and spit out my words? I will then. I think you have huge, sexy breasts and a really hot butt. I find you cute at first sight, and I want to hump you. Got it? Now goodbye.
Hey, wait. I didn't know you could talk like that. That's more like it.
Huh, what? Finally got struck by my irresistible charm?
Well, I kind of doubt your little brother has the ability to satisfy me.
Oh, come on. You know his little nickname? Optimus Prime.
What?
Well, you kind of have to translate to Chinese.
You dirty, dirty boy. Then, can you prove it?
Whoa, now you want me to prove it. Well, that is an option, isn't it? You want my destiny.
You want my destiny. Banana tips. So guys, if you're a total loser in picking up girls, just relax and be yourself. Cause there's always a slot out there that's just for you.
Hola, this is Banana Hot Talk. I'm Linda. Gavin and I will be your anchors today.
Hola, amigo. This is Gavin. Guess who's with us today? Let's welcome Alicia, the former Banana Hot Talk anchor.
Whoa. Whoa. Hello, everyone. I'm Alicia, the girl on fire. Do you remember me? I miss you so much.
It must be nice to be back in the room. And we have our other bananas. Guys?
Hi, it's Edward.
You were just as disgusting as before. You never changed.
Oh my god.
Hi guys, I'm Nika.
And I'm Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Hey, where's the hi, I'm Neil? I didn't say that.
So, Gavin, can I ask you a private question?
Of course. Go ahead.
Do you think you're good at flirting? Because, you know, being flirted with a guy who's not really good at it is really awkward.
Are you trying to tell me that I'm the guy? Alright, actually, I don't know if I'm good at it, because I don't have much experience. But if I really want to make a girl happy, I'll try to manage it.
Then why are you still hanging out with Neil all the time?
What the fuck?
Hey, Alvarez.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what's wrong with Gavin flirting with Neil? I mean, it's so
normal.
Yeah.
You know, being a parent, I have my duty. It's a father's duty to teach his son.
Then why Neil is not a virgin? You did a bad job.
Alright, so what about other guys? Have you ever flirted with someone or been flirted with? And how did it go?
Oh, come on! I'm Edward, right? I get flirted all the time.
So the answer is no.
Yeah. No, really, I mean, like, the guy,
named Neil?
You can flirt with every type of dogs and cats and aliens.
Really,
like
really.
Neil.
A lot of people come to flirt me. For example,
when
I walk on the street, the guy selling insurance and the guy selling houses, right? The guy asking you to be a member of the gym, they always come and flirt with me. Hi, little handsome boy. Hey, you want to buy some insurance?
The gym guy talked to you because you need to go to gym.
Maybe he just thought you're so fat or you're just out of figure or something.
Sure.
Maybe he just think you're just a boy who needs help.
No.
You're so pathetic.
They want me to teach them. It's that perfect body shape, right?
What?
Yeah. Look at your legs.
Okay. My real answer is that Joanne walked in today and said my legs are sexy.
What? Joanne's blind. Don't you know that?
What?
She's blind. Now
I know why Joanne is the goddess of single. Because she's blind.
No.
She's horny.
Because her target is too hard to achieve, okay?
Well.
Then why is she refusing?
That's awkward.
What about Neil?
I'll tell you that the first time in my whole life, I was flirted by a letter written by blood, and I'm fucking scared. Blood.
What?
B-L-O-O-D.
Blood letter?
In your dream?
Nope. A really blood letter.
That's so creepy.
So you got flirted by a dead man? So he flirted you and then he killed himself. He killed himself. Right?
Why did you call that flirting? It's very creepy.
Yeah, I don't.
Did you have very special death dreams?
Oh, I know. So that guy died and then he used his blood to write, "I'll be waiting for you."
Nope,
and you think that's flirting, right?
I think she just.
It's a she? You got flirted by a girl?
It must be a he.
What the fuck? Let's talk the topic, right?
Okay. Sorry. Neil, continue.
Yes, I think it's real blood because it's not.
It's not
red. It's kind of
dark, right? It's
wrong.
Oh,
it's wrong.
What's on the letter?
I love you. Just that.
When did you get that?
About 6 years ago.
So you are in high school?
What?
So Neil was in high school for like 7 years. Why do you think she chose to wrote you a letter in blood?
I don't know. I never talked to her since then.
Maybe she's trying to tell you're a bloody asshole.
Do you know what kind of blood is that?
What? Oh yeah, well she had her period.
Oh, impressive. What kind of belt is that?
No, that's Alicia, we know.
Oh, that's the Alicia belt.
Oh,
shit.
No.
Maybe
it's nose blood, but it's very
good. Oh. Nose blood is awful.
Okay, let Neil continue.
Nothing, I never talked to her.
So how did you, your girlfriend and you get together? Did you flirt with her?
Is that a result of flirting?
Banana House talk is turning into an interview of me.
Yeah,
Just answer the fucking question.
Because you're not a virgin anymore.
Is that really matters?
It matters.
No, if it was a boy who looks handsome, it doesn't matter.
Fuck you, Edward.
But it's you, Neil.
So it's an awkward situation here. And you're the only guy who are single in this group, so you gotta tell us some experience.
We were deskmates 4 years ago, and then we wrote a letter to each other.
It's very romantic.
Yeah, so sweet.
In blood?
What about others?
Yeah, what about Alicia? I know you got flirted by Jet, so don't answer the question as no.
How?
No.
Really?
How?
I don't flirt anymore.
She don't flirt anymore.
Because I think I'm old. Flirting maybe is something for those young people.
No.
And now my heart is so tired. I'm tired with such kind of flirting things, and I just want to focus on my stuff. I don't have time to flirt.
So you know. Does that mean you are experienced in flirting?
Which means you are well experienced in that.
Sure.
What about being flirted? Have you ever been flirted?
Like Jet?
Actually, there are so many kinds of flirting, right?
Yeah.
Like, you use words to flirt with people, and you use some body language, or like, touching.
Touching?
So a man walks near you and starts touching you, you call that flirting?
No! Like, just give me your hand.
At Jet.
Have you ever used this way?
Flirt.
Flirting with girls.
Somebody?
No. What about Mika?
When I was asked this question, the first thing popped into my head was like a horrible experience.
Why?
It's a very, very horrible flirting. And so here is this guy in my high school. And we don't really know each other because he's in my best friend's class. We just know each other's names and faces, and like we don't know like each other and say hi to each other. And I must mention his look because he has a very, very special look.
Fuck you.
He has a very, very wrong face.
Wrong face? What kind of face is wrong face?
Like an apple.
Yeah. Oh, like...
No, it's literally a circle, you know? It's
like very, very... Everyone's face is a circle.
Your face is a circle?
Like... Literally a circle?
Yeah, and his eyes was another two circles.
Three circles?
Oh, and his nostrils are another two circles, and he's like... Ears has two circles and
five circles.
And
is he from cartoon or
I don't know. And
yeah, he can be the spokesman for the Olympics.
Yeah, that's a good career choice of his. And he always got those expressions that he's very serious. Like when you look at him, you think like you are watching the news from CCTV One. And
Disaster?
Huh?
You mean it is a disaster?
No. Maybe in a cute way in someone's eyes. So that's the background story. And one day, someone just told me that he wants to talk to me, like alone in the playground.
He wants you to lend him some money,
and you
right?
said yes.
I was very confused, and I make sure it's not a prank or something like that. And after I confirmed that it's kind of serious thing, and I just very terrified because it's very weird because you don't know him and he asks you to walk with him in the playground. And
take a walk.
I was playground. Terrified, and but. In the meanwhile, I was very, very curious. So I said yes, and I asked some of the guys in my class to stay in a basketball court just near to the playground just to keep an eye on us in case something goes wrong and they can save
like
me.
What?
And when the time arrives, I come to the playground. And I was hoping I could get some explanation, you know, why we're here, why you asked for me to talk to you.
I think you already knew.
No. Okay. But I get nothing. So we walked like a loop, and you know, with this empty playground, with our uniforms on us, of course I think something romantic will come in, and.
You're actually expecting something?
Face.
What is wrong with you?
I was thinking some a confession of love or something like that. But the whole, from the beginning to the ending, he was telling me very, very weird jokes. You know, there's no hi, there's no I'm somebody, or just telling me jokes. And they're so weird that I have to laugh like, ha. And nobody laughs like that.
Yeah, and that guy's probably telling his friends, I had a walk with a strange girl who laughs like, ha, ha. Right?
And after that, I realized it was horrible, horrible fake laugh. And so I added something like, ha, ha. And it's just making things worse, you know. And after one loop, and he has no sign of stopping that. And... a friend of mine just came to me and saved me from the living hell. And that's not the end of the story.
Oh my god.
And then the friend
it's a freaking long
went
story.
To the hotel next to your school and then.
No! After that, I think I was very horrible and I think maybe.
You were very horrible?
Yeah!
She's a kind girl.
You know, I left without saying goodbye, you know, because
But he didn't even say hi, so it's okay, I guess.
Because I was so embarrassed, awkward, and terrified, so I just left. And I don't think it's very, very polite because he's so nice and he is really trying. So I think I should talk to him somehow.
So you said that's a bad flirting. So
of
what
course
do you, it is. What do you think is the most important thing in flirting?
I think the most important thing is not to make the girl feel awkward, because you know I'm a person who is very, very easy to get anxious or nervous. And when I was alone with somebody and I don't really know him, if nobody is talking, I will be like, oh my god, what's happening? And I will like work my ass off to try to think of something to say, and that was very exhausted. And I really hate that. So if a guy knows something to say and he's funny, that's the most important thing for me.
And what about others? Edward?
Well, I don't know that much about flirting and all that stuff, but if you have to let me give an answer, I guess I'll say maybe the most important thing flirting is you have to let the girl feel comfortable, right? You can't let her feel like, okay, this guy now is flirting me, right? You have to make her feel, oh, this is a pretty nice guy, he talks really like funny and he's an interesting person, right? Yeah, that's probably it.
Alright, all I hear is that you only care about face.
The face is very important, because if someone flirt with you and he's very handsome, and I want to feel awkward because I will find some topics to talk with him, and
no,
that's the point, okay?
What if a really handsome man walks up to you and say, hey, you want to see my helicopter dick?
Yes, I want to see that because you're handsome.
Yes, answer is yes.
Oh my god, I'm with a bunch of crazy sluts.
No. Just remember who just did some dirty program with.
And what about my song, Neil?
Fuck you again first. And I sing.
Is that flirting?
Of course! Why ask?
I sing what matters most, maybe your respect. While my friend, she was flirted, and the guy said, oh, you're majoring in movies. Can you find jobs when you graduated?
Oh.
You know what happened next?
Impressive EQ.
So the answer to the question is that as long as the guy is handsome enough, nothing really matters.
That's your answer. That's not the answer.
That's
also
my answer. That's girl's answer. That's girl's answer.
Really? Let's vote for it.
Yes.
So
face, does face matters?
I don't think it's true for all the girls.
No. Face matters, but I don't think that's the
it's the most important thing.
Yeah, and it works
if
for
a handsome
girls,
guy.
But for Neil's girlfriend, it of course is.
If that's true, then
yeah.
Neil will never have a girlfriend.
I have my eyes rolled back to Matt.
yeah, okay, maybe I'll agree. If we're talking about flirting, like they don't know each other, then maybe, yeah, the face probably plays a really important role. Yeah.
But if they know each other, well,
then maybe that's not flirting.
Maybe the personality is very important.
And next question is, what makes the difference between those who are good or not good at flirting? You know, several days ago, Linda told me that flirting skills is something about nature. You might not have the talent of flirting because you are born with them. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I agree. Like me, I can't flirt anybody because I'm very hard to find a topic. I act like that.
No, Neil. Your problem is with the face.
Fuck, because you're not good at.
I just said, hey, you are beautiful, and that's it.
And the girl goes like, get that freak off me!
Oh my god, Neil, talk to me!
I have to say, I kind of agree with Neil. I think, yeah, it's like, I think it's in your personality, because like some people, they just really don't know how to flirt. But I don't think we should just put labels that the people who don't know how to flirt are like stupid or things like, or their EQ are very low. Some people are just, you know, they're kind, but they're maybe just shy or they don't know how. I heard a story online said that so this girl, she lives in a dorm. Now you guys know that. So there's this girl who lives in a dorm, and then one morning she got woke up by her phone. Her phone rang, and it was a boy that called her and told her, "I brought you some breakfast. Come down and get it." And it was like 6 a.m, and she felt so tired. But since it's a boy and he brought her breakfast, so she's still a little bit excited. So she wore her pajamas and all that, right? And kind of dashed downstairs to get her breakfast. And you know, there are fences around the girl's dorm, so she kind of had to reach out to get the breakfast. And then the boy handed her a plastic bag, right? And then she took it, she opened it, was like right, very excited, and then she found 3 buns in it. And at that moment, she felt like she was in prison. And the people online started saying, "Oh my god, that stupid boy, fuck him, oh come on, how can he flirt a girl like that? He just don't know how to flirt a girl, he's probably just stupid." But I think that's actually a pretty kind boy, right? Because he woke up even earlier, more earlier than the girl. Even though it's just 3 buns, but he don't really care what it is. He just want to give the girl something to eat in the morning, right? So maybe it's just a very nice and kind boy. He just don't know how to flirt. But
sounds like you want to get married with him.
Anyway, I think he's really a nice guy. It's true, but actually, I think it's not a matter of EQ. It's a matter of IQ, right? I think he's a little bit stupid because he doesn't know how to choose the best way to make the girl happy.
Maybe he's just pure. Maybe he likes buns for breakfast.
Pure? You mean pure cunt? He just brings some soup or other eggs together. Why 3 pounds?
Yeah, maybe he can bring something better to that girl.
Maybe the girl has really small breasts, and so you know, the girl can eat one and stuff two in her bras.
So he's not pure.
Oh, he's not you, okay?
Oh, is that you, Edward?
No, I'm gonna buy 4.
What about others?
Yeah, I think of course it's kind of natural thing because the story I told before. Can't you say that guy is really trying? Of course he's trying, but he just don't know how to do it. So maybe he read something on the internet, like telling girls jokes is a good way to flirting with them. And so he did, but telling jokes, of course, is a good way, but not like him, you know? Just telling jokes all the way and no other expressions.
And the important thing is the jokes are not funny, right?
Yeah.
I consider
what if now, if you want to know how to flirt with the girls, maybe you don't really need to read some articles from the internet. Maybe you just need to fulfill yourself. Just read more books, make yourself better, and maybe naturally you will become a person who is so attractive.
So your answer is you think flirting is something you can learn.
I think if you become better, you will have such kind of things of attracting, you know.
But I thought the question is flirting. Is it born? Like, is it
nature?
Yeah, born. Is it gifted?
I think it's kind of nature. Because if you're a person who is very emotional, maybe you're very skillful of communicating with people. Maybe you're...
Thank you for looking at me.
I'm not looking at you because I just don't know where to put my eyes.
Don't you guys think it's a skill? Flirting is a skill, so it can be learned.
Talk more about it.
I think flirting is a skill. I always use flirting skill to talk about that. You know, just like Alicia just said, if you learn more, you can fulfill yourself, and it's easier for you to find some common topics between you and the person who you wanted to flirt. But actually, Edward is right too. You know, there are emotional type people and rational type people, and it's born to be. And for those who are emotional, it's more easy to express their love for someone else, right? So it's kind of nature, but it doesn't mean if you are not born to be gifted in flirting, you can't flirt. You can't flirt with anyone. But it's harder for you to flirt.
Yes, you have to try really hard to flirt. So it is a skill, I think.
So before our last question, I have a question for you, Ed.
For me?
Yeah, for you. Just for you.
I don't like you.
You're a superstar.
Sorry.
Are you still virgin? Just tell us the truth.
I think, I thought we were talking about this kind of topic the last semester. But this semester, I just want to know the answer.
So please don't hurt me again. Thank you. That's my answer. Oh, and Gavin, don't you think that it's polite to answer the same question first before you ask it?
Why are you guys hurting
each
other?
So, Gavin's not feasible.
Are you flirting me?
And Neil had this weird smile on his face.
I think that answer was pretty clear.
I want to hear yes from his mouth.
So. All right, since we all know the answer, we don't need to ask again.
Thank you, Gavin.
Oh my God.
All right, so guys, since we all know the answer, do you have any suggestions on flirting for him? Or do you have any special flirting skills?
That's smart, Gavin. So obviously, Gavin wants to know the answer, right? But he puts my name in there.
He's taking notes now.
Yeah, that's so nasty, Gavin.
Yeah.
Okay, Alicia can't hold back anymore. She wants to share her experience.
Actually, I don't have many experiences.
Oh, we almost believed in that.
Well, like, I just only flirt with my boyfriend.
How many?
Boyfriend! For example, if I bought a new underwear, I will take a picture of that and I will send that to him. Oh. And I will ask him, how
that is so excited!
You will take the picture with yourself on it? Or...
Yeah, I will take that kind of picture.
Wow!
I will ask him, how does it look like? That is kind of flirt, right?
It's definitely flirt, and I think every man would like this kind of flirt.
And I kind of want to know, how does he respond? Like, he sends you a picture of him?
No, he won't. He's not kind of person like me.
You are such a kind of person.
So he'll just say, like, it's pretty cute, and...
Yeah. The man, you know.
Ooh. And then he gets, like, turned on.
I don't know. I'm not him, right? I'm not a guy.
But that's the purpose, right?
That's the purpose.
Oh, okay.
Like, I didn't mean to do that, but actually, I want that kind of...
I get it, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but hey, Neil, you don't have to learn that.
I actually don't got any advice for Edward because I think he is hopeless. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Die, Mika, die!
Edward, I think you can just say die. You must find a way to prove it. Alright, to prove you are not hopeless, you are not a loser.
Prove
Gavin,
it.
Why don't you first?
I didn't say Gavin is hopeless.
What the fuck? Die, Mika, die!
Die, Mika, die! Thank you, Mika, now I'd rather be hopeless. I'm so glad to be hopeless, yay!
Sorry, my bad. Wow, it's so hot here.
So why are you here with your clothes on?
Whoa! I'm so... Sorry, Gavin, I took back my words. You are a master of flirting.
I told you he's now hopeless.
I appreciate that. So, guys, if you really want to flirt with someone, there's only one thing that matters. First of all, you must be handsome or beautiful.
So, that's today's Banana Hot Talk. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Banana calling. Can I help you? Hi, guys. I'm Mika. Finally, I guess we'll host calling and answer some questions. So let's see what we got here today. Hi there. It's Banana calling. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Joanne.
Wait a second, you're the governess of single, right? What an honor to have you here.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't think I can be there anymore. You know, I'm in love.
Oh, how sweet, congratulations. So, what's the problem?
You know, I'm in love, but in a secret way. I don't think that guy even noticed me. He's so gorgeous, so elegant, he's so handsome, and I'm so small, so weak. But I really like him. I want to him feel the same way about me, you know? Can you tell me how to do it?
It's easy. Flirt with him.
A little more specific, please. I don't know how to flirt.
Simple. Three words. Lick his face.
What? Are you injured somehow? You know, in brain? I'm sure that's not...
No. Shh. Listen to me. Lick his face. L-I-C-K.
You're crazy.
Joanne, am I the expert or you are? Look, I don't want to give you some kind of pressure, but I've dated Justin Bieber and Tom Hanks.
Well, then I guess you are.
So, don't we all should listen to the experts?
Are you really serious about that leaking thing?
Of course I am. Trust me, that's all you need.
Well, then I think I'm gonna give it a shot. So, I'm coming, Gavin!